When world leaders like US President Joe Biden arrived in New Delhi for the G20 summit recently, they got a red carpet welcome showcasing the best of Indian culture.
Come now, follow my lead.
That's right. Much to the mystification of many commentators, many VIPs got some Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, sometimes remixed Indian style with Indian dancers. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The G20 was a big diplomatic success, despite Chinese leader Xi giving it a miss. While British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak went all nostalgic about being in India.
We got married in Bangalore. We used to spend lots of time together before we had children in Delhi, and we're trying to figure out if we can go to one of our old favorite restaurants this evening.
India got a lot of praise for managing to herd cats and get out a declaration at the end of it as well. But the cultural makeover of Delhi came in for mixed reviews. Whenever Delhi hosts a splashy event, whether it's the Commonwealth Games or G20, the government of the day goes for a two-pronged approach. One prong is Operation Prettification. The other is Operation Vanish. Operation Prettification usually means some plaster and paint. This time, it was a little more colorful than usual. The Qutub Minar is one of Delhi's most famous monuments. It's a tower built between 1199 and 1220. It's a red sandstone monument. But for the G20 summit, it turned into an explosion of colors thanks to a lighting display. Red, green, blue, pink, magenta, all showing off incredible India's cultural highlights. Some thought it was cool. Some thought it gaudy. It certainly got a lot of social media attention. Other ancient monuments were spruced up. Rose gardens were cleaned, there were thousands of flower pots and colourful fountains. The Indian National Trust for Art and Culture Heritage complained the calligraphy had been plastered over on one monument, while another had sprouted a new roof. Some conservationists complained that you cannot prettify history. That's more vandalism than beautification. But the other prong of impressing visiting VVIPs is Operation Vanish. That targets everyone and everything the government of the day deems an eyesore. That could include Delhi's monkeys. Delhi has bands of macaque monkeys that can get a little aggressive. So the government put up cutouts of the bigger langur monkeys, hoping it would scare the macaques off their monkey business. The stray dogs were a bigger problem. The Delhi government got a lot of flack from animal lovers when videos surfaced of dogs being captured inhumanly, sometimes using wire nooses, bleeding. Friendly Co's and animal welfare organizations said some of the images were old and they were helping to make sure dogs were sheltered properly and were being tagged so they could be returned to the neighborhoods they were being picked up from. Still, the organization People for Animals has threatened a lawsuit against the Municipal Corporation of Delhi. Monkeys and dogs are one thing, poor people are another. They can't be scared away by cutouts or hauled off without protest to faraway shelters. So some poor neighborhoods and slums were just screened off instead. Huge plastic walls went up to hide them from the VIPs. And then for good measure, some feel-good slogans and pictures of the Indian Prime Minister were pasted on the plastic sheets as well, with captions like, "Time for India's Presidency." Digital media outlet Brut went behind the green veil to talk to some of the people hidden out of sight. Their people had plenty to say. Some wondered if the government thought they were insects. A young woman said she felt suffocated because the walls had blocked off whatever little breeze they had. Someone called it a cover-up for urban planning failure. In fact, the security measures were so unprecedented that all delivery services were stopped for the days of the summit, other than essential services like medicines. That led to daily wagers losing their income. Though some in the camp were philosophical. A shopkeeper said keeping his shop shut for 3 days was his contribution to the success of the G20. Opposition leaders wondered why the government wanted to hide the reality of India from its foreign guests. But when they were in power, they would have done the same for splashy events. In the end, India has no dog or monkey or slum dweller problem. India has a problem with VVIP foreign guests seeing dogs, monkeys, and slum dwellers. The G20 summit is over. It's been hailed as a triumph. But some of the real residents of Delhi, whether human or animal, might be heaving a sigh of relief. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Sani da ba ma ni ma ga ri sani. Sa ga ma ba ni sa.